music is something that brings us all together. Many families in Oregon can't afford to pay for instruments or lessons, and some school districts have cut their music programs. A nonprofit has been stepping up to fill that gap for the last 25 years. Free or low-cost music lessons are given to kids in rural and low-income areas around Oregon. They are our KXL Everyday Heroes. Crystal De Alba heads up the program.
We're focused on just supplementing a part of education that used to be just a regular accepted part of the curriculum. You know, music education used to be in the schools, and the last 20-something years, it really hasn't been. So that's our focus. But we do know, of course, that kids have better test scores. They do better in school. They do better socially and emotionally. Music has such a huge impact. It is unparalleled in the benefits, including keeping kids out of trouble.
Music is so creative, and it's something that usually all of us enjoy. I mean, there's a few people here and there who may say, I hate music, but you don't run into them. It's like food. We all love food. We all love music.
Yeah, and I think it's that fundamental. You kind of nailed it right on the head. We all love food. We all love music. I think that puts it in perfect terms. Like, it's fundamental to our human experience. And to see kids in school that don't have that, it's heartbreaking. You know, it is genuinely heartbreaking. So that's our goal.
And how is it that you guys are funded?
Well, it's through a number of different sources. We, of course, write a lot of grants, and we get some money from the Portland Children's Levy and from RAC, and we are in partnership with AmeriCorps for our rural outreach program. And we also have donations, direct donations from supporters, and some fees for service, but most of it is through donations and grants and through our fundraisers, like our upcoming gala.
So let's talk a little bit about the gala.
With the pandemic still kind of trailing on, we didn't feel comfortable doing it in a hotel. This year, we're going to do our gala out at Rossi Farms. For anyone who hasn't been there, it's just gorgeous. It's sort of like being on Savvy Island, but right in town, 122nd and Shaver. We're doing the gala there. It's going to be beautiful. There's a live auction, silent auction, entertainment. The kid performers are just incredible, the student performers. And it's going to be good food, catered event. We also have a carnival going on for the families during that same time. There's going to be a free concert at the end of the night. It's going to be a really cool event. You know, we took lemons and made lemonade. So the gala is a great time. And it's also a really great way to support Ethos and donate while having a fun experience in exchange.
And when and where?
That is going to take place on Thursday, June 23rd at 6 p.m. at Rossi Farms.
And if someone wants to go, do they need to buy tickets ahead of time? How does that work?
Yeah, that's best to make sure that we have a seat for them. Just go to our website and it'll walk you right through. www.ethos.org.
And there's also a concert tonight. The rock band Showcase is at the Albina Arts Building on Northeast Killingsworth at 6:30.
And you can find out more at KXL.com and on our Facebook page.